Welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence in the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. It is great to have you with us today. And I tell you what, this is going to be one of those programs that you will want to tell your friends about, get right on your phone and start texting them and letting them know, hey, don't miss tonight's program. It's going to be awesome. One that I am honored to have a wonderful guest that has such a passion in her heart to be able to share with you with what so many women go through in life, but then to be able to turn a challenge, a speed bump, a wall in your life into something that is a motivation to keep on and keeping on and motivating others to be everything that you can be. I am live right now inside of my office here at Baylor College of Medicine on the 10th floor of the Texas Pavilion for Women Hospital. And that's why I have my little back screen in honor of our guest tonight. But I, as I always like to do, I like to start off with just letting you know what I'm kind of experiencing this week in my own world. And we've always promised you that if you invest in us an hour of your time each Sunday evening, I will do the best of my ability to honestly try to invest in you something that you can take, apply to your life, tell your friends about, and be one step closer to what our ultimate purpose of existence is all about. And when you actually get in that groove of what your purpose is, you know, I think there's two most important days in your life, the day that you were born and the day that you found out why. And when you find out why, it makes all the difference. So before we bring our guests in tonight, I want to just share with you a couple of things on my heart. And I won't be very long because I really want to spend some time, quality time with our guests tonight. But if there's some things that you need to work on this coming week, I want to encourage you to add these to your new 2023 list of things that you can start trying to do. And just jot these down if you would, or be able to look at the archives later and jot them down later. But the first thing I want you to do is try to start making your happiness a priority. If you don't do that, somebody will be using you to help them make their happiness a priority. Your needs matter. And I don't know if you want to scoot in and look me in the eyes. You matter. Your happiness matters. And if you don't value yourself, look out for yourself and stick up for yourself, you are sabotaging yourself. And I think the secret to positive change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. So if there's stuff that happened last week, last month, last year, stop fighting against all that past and start deciding today, I'm going to look out for myself. I'm going to start putting those bricks in my wall of building something that I want in my own life. Second thing you may want to start trying to do is being genuine and being proud of who you are and start being exactly who you are. And if you want to fly, you're going to need to give up some of that weight that holds you down. Get rid of some of that junk. Discover who you can be and start putting that emphasis in who you are and be genuine to yourself. Another thing I want to give you a shot to try to do is start noticing and start living in the present. I know we have a lot of survivors on tonight, and like we always do each and every week, and you know, my own story of being sexually abused every day by my dad till I was almost 17 years old and a whole bunch of his friends and all kinds of stuff. If I kept dwelling in that, kept reliving that every day, I would never have any reason to have any joy, any happiness, any reason to even keep on living. But I choose to every morning when I wake up to live in the present. And life will only change when you become more committed to your dreams than you are in your own comfort zone. So I have to break out of the comfort zone of what I'm normally living in. And it's so easy, especially like me, when you live alone, to sit there in your home and go, boy, it's getting dark. I'm going to start having a pity party. I got to start living in the present. I got to start making each day matter and find a reason to be happy, a reason to find joy. And when I look out my window every morning and see that sunrise, there's a reason right there to smile and to get up, put my britches on, and get out and making a difference in the world. Another thing, and I'm almost done, start noticing, and this is so important, the beauty in small moments. When something happens in your life that, you know, we tend to put all the emphasis on big events, kids, marriages, new jobs, in my world, a new book coming out or something like that, or big promotion or winning the big game. You know, those things are wonderful, but we can't live on the mountaintops. So you need to start looking for those little things in your life and start building on those small, beautiful moments. And a lot of times, for me, it's being in the elevator here at Texas Children's Hospital and riding down with a little baby in the stroller and hearing that baby laugh and to stop for just a moment and laugh with that child. Those small moments are absolutely beautiful. And enough of them can really take you into a different mindset of positivity. And the last thing, start noticing how wealthy you are right now. I'm not talking about finances. My lights are going off, so somebody's trying to tell me something. But I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about the wealth that you have in friends, in dreams, in fully experiencing life and literally sucking all of life that you can out of each and every day. And at any given moment, you have the power to say, that's not the way my story is going to end. Now, I'm going to change how I plan to having my story end. And I want to let you know that you can do it. You can make that decision right now. And you literally have the power to be. And with that thought in mind, it is my privilege to have today Christina Baribault Ortiz. And I wish we had her sister too, but that's all right. We'll take Christina. Come on in, Christina. She is from Connecticut, and her and her sister have had several instances of infertility issues, and they believe in this cause, and they have created some wonderful jewelry. But most of all, it's not just about something you're wearing. has nothing really to do that. It has to do with what you're wearing and the message it sends. And Christina, welcome to the program. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
Well, fantastic. Welcome. You know, first of all, thank you for being here. I would just want to know that when you wake up in the morning, before you roll out of bed, what's the thing that keeps you passionate about going in and doing the work that you do? What are you hoping to accomplish in each day of your life?
I aim for something very simple, and I've got it on the background of my cell phone. I've got it in other notes around the house, but I am very passionate with the goal, and I'm going to uplift somebody today. And I go from there. And in that process of what I do and all the things I do, whether I'm having a good day, bad day, whatever, it uplifts me in the process to another level as well. So as much as I'm doing this for other people, anyone who's listening to this, like just knowing that I could uplift someone even, also uplifts me. So thank you ahead of time for all the people that I get to help uplift every day. And that's what I do. That's my goal every single day.
Before we get into why the passion of your stories with mm-hmm. you and your sister and the purpose of that, how did you come up with designing, let's make jewelry, as a way of encouraging people and empowering people and keeping them on the positive? Where did that idea even come from?
We were born into the jewelry business. So we're part of this really cool generational family business. So we don't know anything else. It was just second nature to us because it's what we were born into. And then along the way, you figure out how powerful a visual reminder can be in jewelry for people. You know, it's really special and it means something. And, you know, years later, it transformed into this additional power, the Power to Be collection with the power words on the bracelets and stuff. But we've been feeling, learning, well, we didn't even know we were learning, like how powerful jewelry is just by seeing the customers hanging around the jewelry store. You know, we grew up there. That's what happened. We were born into this. We're third generation. So our company's been around for 75 years, and Power to Be is like our little extra facet of, you know, putting the jewelry into the world. It makes people feel special.
Do you find yourself leaning into this type of product more than just, oh, they're in there to buy a gold necklace?
Oh my God. Yes.
And the significance of that, what's the real meaning behind mm-hmm. that when they put these, be fearless, be strong, be, you know.
Absolutely. You said it perfectly before when it's so much more than a piece of jewelry for people. And I get to, because we have a retail store too, I get to talk to people every day in the store. My sister and I share stories, and we get to take people through a practice. We call it the Power to Be practice. So when they come in, whether they're buying a bracelet for themselves or someone else, we get to do these steps with them, which it'd be so cool if I could do the steps with you and whoever's listening, because it's so easy, right? But should I do it? Should I just do it?
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, let's do it. It's going to be fun.
Anyone listening can do this for themselves. So I'm going to help you choose your power word. And why that's important is because I believe in also taking everything one day at a time, small steps every single day. And you get to choose the intention of your day every morning. What you can do is you get up in the morning, right? I want you to take yourself through your day right. So right now, today, okay, you woke up in the morning, and I want you to think about where you are in your life right now. What season of your life are you in? Do you have a challenge in your life that you're pushing through? Do you have a goal that you're going for? Kind of just think about what's happening for you right now. So this power word that we're going to pick for whoever is listening today, your power word is going to be for you right now, and it can change. And some days you will need more than one. And some days you will know the one that will carry you through the day and you will just go. So be open to however it manifests for you every day. But you got up in the morning, you're in your life right now, and you say to yourself, okay, I need to have intention to my day. I'm going to throw the top requested ones out there for you. I'm going to be strong for myself and for others. And whichever one pops out, by the way, anyone who's listening, that's your power word right now. Which one speaks to you most? Be strong for you and for others. Be fearless when facing the unknown. Be fierce when doubt creeps in. Am I allowed to say a swear, Doc, on the show?
Well,
there's a swear word. Well,
this one isn't that bad. Go for it.
Are you sure? I want to be respectful.
No, you go for it. Let's do it.
Okay. Be badass. Make it look easy. Okay. And then one of my personal favorites is be limitless in chasing your dreams. And those are the core words that really speak to people, the core power words that carry them through their day. And then once you attach meaning to this power word, for me, I do this practice every morning and I choose a bracelet in my closet and I put it on for the day. But if you can't do that, you know, you don't have a bracelet, it's okay. Just use a post-it note. I mean, for years I wrote on my mirrors and post-it notes everywhere, whatever you need to do to get that visual reminder up, do it for yourself, carry it with you, take it with you, and use it as a guide. So then remember that all of this ignites only when you take a small action step after that towards whatever you're going through or going for. All day long, we have all these decisions and choices. And remember, you set this intention for yourself. It's okay to take a pause through every little thing that comes through your day and just make sure it lines up with that guide. For me, I'll keep talking about the bracelet and I'm sitting here like going like this to myself because that's just what I do, but tapping my wrist. But I have to grab it and I say, but wait, does this line up? Does this line up? And I use my word as my guide. And then I move forward. And at the end of every day, I think to myself, I pray for, and I'm so grateful for the day. And then I say, okay, was I true to that? Did I do this? And I kind of recalibrate from there. And, you know, you get to just do everything all over again the next day if you want to. But thank you for my progress. Thank you for my blessings today. Good job to myself. You got to be your own best cheerleader, you know? And so anyway, that's basically the practice. So there you are.
Well, that's wonderful. I think, do you believe in the reason that y'all created this was to keep people goal-minded on what they needed to be reminded of after in the middle of a really bad day, they can look down and
sure,
go, hey,
that's
wait,
one reason. Yeah, of course, because how easy is it to let your day just go out of control or in control of others? And we believe that you get to be this best version or favorite version of yourself if you want to every day. And that can look different every day. I'm not talking about perfect. I'm not talking about things that you see on social media. I'm talking about your favorite version, as close to it as possible for you every day. Yeah. And that level, that definition, that changes every day. So be graceful with yourself. But if you're striving for that every day, I believe you're going to live this life better than if you are just not being intentional about your day, letting it just be carried by distraction. Or, you know, you're here, if you're listening to this, you're here to do something. You are so special. You are so important. And you deserve to take a minute to put your best self forward every single day for yourself and for other people.
Don't you think that we have the world completely backwards? I mean, we roll out of bed, grab our phone, get on Facebook and see who slammed us the night before, or read the headlines of what's going on in the world and how negative that's going to be, and then try to be positive the rest of the day. Having these type of key words that would be the beginning of your morning to apply to your heart and your wrist, but at least comes up here to where, hey, wait, I'm going to be reminded that I am special, that I am, I have a reason for existing. That could change the outlook on the entire day.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I say bracelet, post-it note also is because we got to study, and we got to study with a scientist who, no, I mean, it's a fact that human beings are wired to forget. We just are. So carrying that physical visual reminder with you is key to supplementing it with your intention. And then the last like cherry on top is, well, what can you do? What are you going to do today then? Like the action step. So we know that when we do nothing, nothing most likely happens. And when we do something, at least something happens, right? So, and it doesn't have to be big. Like you were talking about that before, and that really hit home for me. It's really in the small, tiny decisions that you make every day that add up over time. And if this practice isn't exactly what works for you, I just wish for anyone listening to build some kind of practice that allows them to be that better version of themselves every day, to be able to remind themselves, to guide themselves into having a really good life. So, you know, hopefully at the very least, this inspires someone to build some kind of consistent practice every day, because that's what it's all about.
And it can't be any better than this. And, you know, I'm being serious, not just because you're the guest. I just cannot think of anything that is more encouraging to start your own day. But I think it was several years ago, our church came out with the logo of the church on the front of a t-shirt. And then on the back, we put, how can I pray for you? Mm-hmm. And I would be out shopping because I'm a shopping nut. I love to shop. And people would come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, my husband just got diagnosed with cancer. And I'd go, okay, can you pray for them? And I'm thinking, oh, I got my shirt on. Mm-hmm. And I would stop and pray for them. And, you know, every time I wore that shirt, I was never failed. Two or three people would come up and ask me, if I just wear something like this, I very rarely have anyone come up to me and say, hey, can you pray for me? But when I notice and I have something visible, yeah, it makes all the difference. So not only is it encouraging me, it's also a reminder to other people, hey, what's the bracelet about? What's the necklace all about?
Yep.
It allows you to tell a story.
It does. And words are so powerful. As a t-shirt, those are power words. They're powerful words. You just opened up a gate to be able to make a difference in that split second. And, you know, that's a really beautiful thing. People helping people.
So what is your story that got inside of your mind going, hey, wait, there's something more than just wearing a piece of gold? What is it that you and your sister discovered, experienced, that you wanted to get involved with in an unbelievable way? And we'll talk about how you're involved in so many different communities. But what's the story behind all of this?
My sister and I went through fertility struggles, and together, side by side, over 6 years, we struggled through everything that came with wanting to be a mom and it's not happening. My personal struggle was unexplained infertility. So there wasn't a real apparent reason why it wasn't happening. It just wasn't happening. And the same with my sister. So that, I think, was really hard because we didn't understand why we wanted to be moms so bad, and why it felt like at the time everyone around you was getting pregnant, you know, and we weren't. And so after a couple of years, you know, I started with treatments. I was blessed enough to be able to go to do the treatments and all of that. And you know, it's such a roller coaster of emotion. Anyone who's been in this or knows someone who's been in this will know what I'm, you know, feeling with this roller coaster of emotions, the good news, the bad news, the shame, the depression, the highs, the lows, the medication, the long drives to the doctor's office, wondering what news it's going to be this time, and the anxiety and all the things that, you go through in this process, and it was just really wild. And we needed, and thank God we had each other.
Yeah.
And that's when we started using affirmations, like positive affirmation. I mean, the jewelry didn't exist till years later, but we had post-it notes everywhere. Like we would write things on our mirrors. We would bring them in the car with us. We would, whatever we needed, we had to surround ourselves all the time. Cause in an instant you're going to forget and lose hope. And that's the one thing we just didn't want to do through all the tears and the shame and the thing. We just wanted to keep hope alive, because one way or another, we were going to be moms. And we realized it might look different for us than what we planned. And it was already looking different, but come hell or high water, we were going to figure it out. But it was really hard. It was really hard.
So because of that, you found out the power of the affirmation in those one word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just practice every day, every day, every day, and taking things one day at a time and just focusing on what we could control instead of getting lost in the abyss of the hopelessness. That's so easy to do, you know? And it really wasn't until we actually started talking about it with other people. We were brave enough, because I still believe there's so many women in this that are afraid to speak about what they're going through with their friends, with their families. And I think that's really sad, because I did the same thing. And if there's, anything I can tell you is, strap on your power word and be brave enough to speak to someone and tell them what you are going through today. Once we started to do that, the world opened up around us to all the women in the same thing. And I can't believe I held all that in personally for so long and struggled. So I don't want anyone listening to this to feel like, listen, there's gifts if you're going to be brave and talking about, there's support out there. And just use your voice, use your words, there's love. There's love to be had around you. You don't need to go through this alone.
You know, you said so many great things just in that answer. The one thing you said, to focus on the things that you can control. Mm-hmm. So many times in our lives, at least I know I do, I focus on those things that are totally out of my control. And then I stress out over my inability to do anything different. So if I can continue to be putting in these positive words, these thoughts, and hang on to hope. And since you too hung on to hope, mm-hmm. what was the outcome? Do you have children?
We did. I have two children.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And they are now 8 and 10. And my sister now has 3 children, 6 years old and under, 2, 4, and 6. So yeah, we did it. Yay.
Is that not awesome? That's not awesome. I tell you what, we're going to take our first commercial break. And on the other side of this, Christina, I want, but before we do, go ahead and give out the website address, mm-hmm. so people can start looking at, maybe during the commercial, they can put it in their phone and start scanning through the products. But what's your website, the best way to get a hold of y'all?
Thepowertobe.com.
And the B is just the letter B.
Yep.
Well, I'll get out of the way here. It's right there above my name. The Power to Be.
Get out of the way too. Here we go.
.com. Oh, there it is up there above yours too. Okay. Fantastic. On the other side of this break, I want to find out the impact now of what was simple and beautiful jewelry and how it's making a difference in so many different people's lives with these different projects that you have going. And I want to find out more about that right on the other side of this break. Hang with us. We'll be right back, about a minute and 23 seconds. Okay. Hang with us.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
See, I promised it wouldn't be about a minute and a half, so thank you. I try not to lie to you much. Welcome back to our program, and our guest tonight is Christina Baribault Ortiz. And Christina, I want to, do you have any of this jewelry in front of you that you can put up to the screen or show us? Oh, well, let's see it.
All right.
Let's see this live.
All right, let's see. I don't know if you can. Here we go. Today, I have my Be Strong bracelet here on the top. And then the bottom, I have my Be Brave bracelet right down here with the black cord. And then every single one, Dr. Williams right here, has a little black positive energy gem.
Ah.
You can carry it with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. And there's different metals, different shades, like rose tone.
Yeah, there's gold or silver. Yep.
And then the corded ones. And I don't want to talk out of turn, and if I'm being goofy, do men wear the corded ones, like a black one?
Yeah, they're specifically designed to fit men as well, because we do, I mean, we talk to mostly women, but so many men wear these bracelets. Yeah,
I got it. When those corded ones come back, please let me know. I'm going to order some.
I will, yes, absolutely.
I want to order a lot of them, but one of each one. I don't know if I'll do the badass one or not, but but that's okay. That's all right.
We will see.
But I just have to be careful where I work. But fantastic. It's great. Now, one of the things that got me excited, and we'll talk about some of the projects that you've been personally involved in. And when I was on your website, I've read every word on every page, and it's a great website. Even on your jewelry site, I went in there too and was looking at all the different jewelry. Besides just the Power to Be ones. The blue campaign with the police touched my heart. That was great. But the one that really touched my heart, me being in the OB-GYN industry here at the hospital, was the one that helped with the infertility and the project with that. How did you go about picking that particular group to be able to support? The one for the pregnancy.
For fertility.
Yeah.
Yes. We wanted to know if our money was going to support. We know how expensive these treatments are, and we really wanted someone who would, a foundation that this money would just go directly to helping couples who want to have a baby to be able to afford the treatments, because we think, oh my gosh, like, if someone wants to be a parent and the only thing stopping them is the money to be able to have a treatment, like, oh no, like, we're going to be a part of fighting for them. So we felt really passionate when we read their story, and that's what they do. So we did a campaign with Hope for Fertility and got to support some couples into, you know, being able to afford their treatments. We sold this bracelet that was the colors of the foundation on the cord. It was a beautiful blue cord. And we did a gold power word, because gold is very bright and hopeful and powerful looking. And so we felt that along the way through their treatments, that would make them feel good and remind them of the support that's behind them.
Fantastic. And I think I've read somewhere, and tell me if I'm wrong, that your sister and yourself decided or wanted to, and you had a goal of what, 1 million pieces of jewelry? Was that your goal, or $1 million? 1 million pieces or $1 million?
We say 1 million pieces. And in our mind, it equates to, we know that that will impact at minimum 1 million people in our lives. And I personally always say, if at the end of the day, I was here to do that, and in my mind, that million, like, I impacted 1 million people's lives, and I can track it by the bracelet sold, that's how I, my proof for myself. Then I lived a full life.
Yeah. Where are you at on that goal?
We are at, let's see, that's a really good question. I mean, it's thousands.
Yeah.
It's thousands, so.
Would one of those big turbo speed promotional things for you to be involved with the Academy Awards, the Oscars, last year? And that was probably the most infamous because of what happened on stage. Oscar.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No one saw that coming.
It's like, wow, they're going back. So you was actually there night. Tell me about that.
So they throw these really cool parties a couple of days before the Oscars, and you gift celebrities these gifts. And we got to be a part of this really cool event called the GBK Brand Bar, where the celebrities come around and they meet you. You get to introduce them to your brand. And we gave everybody a Power Word bracelet that came by, and we got to have that conversation and that practice that we took people through in the beginning of this convo. We got to do that with every celebrity, and every single man, woman, any person that came walked away wearing a bracelet and feeling really good about it. So that was like a dream to be able to do. People just like us, they got the same struggles, you know?
Absolutely.
Celebrity or not, that doesn't matter.
They're people. Yeah. So did you meet anybody that you went and said, wow, that is somebody really, really genuine?
We met, Anthony Anderson, Viola Davis.
I bet Viola is.
Yeah, she didn't even have to say much. Her energy was just really beautiful. Jason Ritter, we met him. He was lovely. And Ashley Green at that event right after announced that she was having a baby. So she'd gone through some fertility things. And so that was really special. She came and, it was cool that in that time she also announced that. So that was cool. Yeah. There were so many.
That's great.
Yeah. It was a lot of good stories. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a project coming up that you're going to be helping a foundation or helping a cause, besides just individual people and trying to get a word for their life for that moment in time? Is there anything around the bend that you can let the cat out of the bag on that we need to watch the site for?
What's coming next? I have my little notes here. Let me just take a peek. Well, you know, like, and we're really coming off of this tragedy, this law enforcement tragedy that happened in our community, and just on the tail end of supporting that. So what's coming next for charity? We are still, you know, looking for partnership and what really just comes to our heart next. But that happened and that was very unplanned. And so we've been putting our heart a lot into that. My husband's in law enforcement, so that's very close to home for us. Yeah. So that's what we're doing right now. But yeah.
Have you ever thought about, maybe you've done one for a cause for child abuse?
Anything with youth, we are very passionate about and absolutely love, love, love talking to children about power words. Because let me tell you, if I had those words as a child or that practice to be able to do while I was growing up, I mean, I think about my own kids. They're sick of me. They're like, Mom, we get it. Power words, you know, they're sick of hearing me say it, but I know one day they're going to thank me. And it's normal to them. And I wish I had that. So yes, we would love to. Absolutely. And helping children, we are super passionate to see that little light bulb go off in their eyes when we speak to them about, you know, power words. They just kind of, it's so beautiful, really beautiful.
Well, when I was reading, I always try to think outside the box, and I was on your page just absorbing all that, marinating and all the positivity. I was thinking, wow, this could be so awesome when I'm out speaking across the country of saying, hey, we want to give out one of these bracelets to somebody in this building that rises above of being kind of like a, hey, we want to just kudos to you. Here it is. I would love to partner up sometime. We'll talk about that offline, but to be able to be an encouragement and then even maybe a child line. I don't know if you ever thought about that.
These fit kids. These cord bracelets fit.
Well, they go almost, right on down.
They finish, they're adjustable, so they fit almost everybody. We designed them that way on purpose.
I can't wait to get one. That's going to be awesome. Fantastic.
Yep.
Have you supported any education
We have
funds. Well, what kind of work have you been doing in that?
Yeah, we have so our local foundation, that educational foundation, we just finished supporting them, and they have a gala every year, and we were, you know, their main sponsor, and we gave away some bracelets, and we're really passionate about, you know, the foundation that supports where our kids go to school. So we do that. Yep, we've done that for a few years, and we support breast cancer research. We've done many Wow. fundraisers for that. And oh my gosh, Robb Elementary School, when that happened in Texas, we supported that foundation and help people cope and, you know, get them back up on their feet with their, you know, for that program that they had. During COVID, we even did like Hearts for Healthcare, we called it. And we joined this, you know, group who helped support healthcare workers who were just in need of some help. Like, you know, they were going through all these things and they needed a power word big time. So
how important have you discovered in something that may have just been an idea, but it turned into be a beautiful idea that changed lives, that everybody, no matter where they're at in their walk of life, in their work, whether it's in a jewelry store, whether it's in a hospital like I am, or whatever anybody else is doing, how important is it from your experience with you and your sister that you discover something beyond just the job, just something to be able to change one life each day? How important is that to you?
Like the most, the only thing that matters as far as the work that we do.
Yeah.
And every time we make a business decision or we get a little lost or a little distracted along the way, we say to ourselves, let's just reel it in. Like, why are we actually really here for this and everything else? It just makes us take a moment to recalibrate and do what we're supposed to do, do what we're here for first. And all the other stuff falls into place. It's just how it works for us, you know? So it's everything.
Do you get an opportunity to not only take these people through the little five words like you took me, but do you give the opportunity to applaud people with this campaign of nominating is it the badass of the week or the month or what is it?
Yes, it is. Tell me about that. We partner with a radio station and they nominate a badass woman of the week. Someone nominates them, that a loved one, that just they're doing amazing things. And for them to be recognized is an honor. And they get a bracelet, they get a power word bracelet, and we get to meet them and cheer them on. And there's some people out there doing some really amazing things. And, you know, it's cool to be able to shine a light on them, you know? So that's really fun. We love doing that too.
So it comes across the radio station. Do you also post it on your site or just through the radio station?
We're most active on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And Facebook. And then we share a lot with our email subscribers. We have a very like intimate connection with anyone there. So if you want to see the updates and the stories, just joining our email list, you'll have a little more like depth into everything that we're about.
And I joined it this morning and got all of these free web wallpaper for your computer.
Power poems. You got the power poems. Look at those.
I put four of them up on the screen so I'd have something to look at, and I'm going to have them up on my phone, and those are beautiful.
You want to know a secret about those?
Sure I do.
So we're a family business.
Yeah.
Our dad wrote those poems.
Really?
Yeah. He has a lot of his best ideas in the middle of the night. And one, I will always remember the day he came to me and said, I have something to share with you. I had an idea in the middle of the night. And he had a little notebook with him. And him and I both got tears in our eyes as he read each one to me. And it just was so fluid and came to him. So it's like such a beautiful thing. Our family is very, very close and connected in our businesses. And he wrote these all these wallpapers.
Wow. They're all beautiful. They're all great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would personally, from the experience that you and your sister had, because I have a feeling that the guests that we have that listen in every week, there's going to be some people that are on the same boat that you were years ago. And this may be a very dark night for them, emotionally, mentally. Yeah. I'm going to give you just a minute or two to encourage them of what words of wisdom do you have from your experience and your sister's experience that you can share with them tonight?
Absolutely. Anyone listening going through this, one day at a time.
Wow.
One day at a time. And use your voice. Use your voice. There is so much love around you if you are feeling alone. This is so much more normal than what you are thinking. And we love you. And we are here to support you. Get your free wallpapers. Really, guys, this is what I did. I had so many lock screens on my cell phone. That's where this idea came from. One day at a time.
Yeah.
Hopeful. It's okay to be hopeful, and it's okay to ride the ride, and you're going to have ups and downs, and hold someone close nearby that you can count on when you need support. That person you could call real quick, you know. But when your mind starts to go all to all the places and fear starts to take over and all of the things, just one day at a time, allow yourself that one gift. Tomorrow you can start again and regain your hope. Yep.
Have you found yourself stopping and talking with people after you've gone through this experience more than you ever have before? That you actually engage with them.
Yes. I remember the day I was in our jewelry store and a customer came, and I don't remember what brought us there, but I remember we were talking about her, and she was pregnant or something. And she shared with me that she had gone through infertility treatments. And I said, I'm going through that right now. And I was shaking. I was shaking. It was an extremely, for me in that moment, brave from all like the shame and fear and depression I was struggling through. And in that moment, something broke for me, because she said, do you know my friend, my sister, all the people that she knew that were going through it right then. Oh my gosh, it healed me in that moment to be able to talk about it more and keep getting like healing thoughts and healing and hope back in my life. I'll always remember that day. And even though it was still hard going forward, I felt more normal. I didn't feel alone. I didn't feel alone. There's a lot of power in that.
Yeah. And I think it's important for everybody listening here tonight that they don't have to be alone either.
No. You don't. It's a choice. You are choosing whether to be alone or open yourself up for support. You are fearful of what someone thinks. You're fearful of what if it, I share and it doesn't, I know all the thoughts. You just throw them at me. I'm sure I've had all of them too. So with that being said, just push through it. Be brave, be fearless. Just, you know, do what you have to do for yourself to feel supported, you know?
Yeah. And the title that's above my head there, over the wallpapers there, The Power to Be. Where did you come up with that? Why that?
That stems from the practice. You have the power to be any of the words, you fill in the blank, put meaning behind it and just watch yourself go as you use it as a guide. You have the power to be anything you want. It is all inside every single one of us. It is your choice, though, and your challenge to choose to use it, to choose to use these powers that live within every single person. I truly believe that. I've lived it. I've talked to so many people. It's there. It's there for the taking. But you do need to take an action step. You do need to be brave and, you know, do the thing that scares you a little, but you know is good for you. There's gifts. There's always gifts.
Yeah.
I promise. From my heart, I promise.
Yeah, taking the action, the step, sometimes to me activates that whatever you need in your life But just fading back into the back. I think probably years ago, who was it? Dan Rather on his newscast right before he closed out every night, he would say, courage, you know. And then Ellen jumped in years later by Be Kind when she closed every show out with that. You have these five words. Are you going to be adding to those words later on? Or have they always started off with the five?
Well, the five were the top requested along the way, and we've been listening for the past couple of years, and we have six new ones coming out, and we're so excited to launch the new collection and the new words for people. And I mean, coming soon. Yeah. Within the next few months.
Fantastic. So since I've joined the team on your site, I'll get opportunity to know when those are coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can. Do you want to know what they are? I'll tell you.
Oh,
I mean, we don't have to
know. I do.
You want? You ready for this?
Yes, I am. This is fun.
So here we are. We will have the full list. Will be grateful. Oh. We think that is such a powerful reminder. Be fearless. Be fierce. Be limitless. Be strong. Be badass. Be you. We think be you is so important. So such an important one too. Be present.
Ooh.
Be kind to yourself and to others. Be blessed. There are blessings all around you. That reminder is so powerful. And be brave.
Those are awesome. I wrote all those down. I'm probably going to end up wanting all of those, to be honest with you.
The best thing is having them all, I'm telling you, in my closet, and every day I'm just grabbing one. And again, even if someone listening doesn't have all the bracelets, you want to do just power word notes, put all 11 of them and grab one and go every day.
You know, I can't think, because I do this frequently. I always trying to find something that I can give somebody. And, you know, I always give them out. Yeah. I have stacks of journals here. I always give out a journal and try to say, write down whatever means something to you. And, you know, and I'll even write some things in it before I give to them to try to encourage them. But I really honestly, Christine, it's not just because you're on the program tonight, but from my heart, I can't think of a better gift for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, special events. And with these new ones, I can really see me ordering a lot of these.
There's gifts for you and giving a gift. Yeah, there's just so, and we get this feedback. It's so beautiful. The gifts and giving the gift is just as powerful as receiving the gift, you know, so because it's so thoughtful.
I have a feeling that it's just not, because I don't know for a fact, but it's just not a bracelet in a little clear plastic sack.
No, sir.
I got a feeling. Tell me what it looks like when they get it.
You will see. This is. Since we grew up in jewelry, we have this advantage. We know about quality. We know about how jewelry works. We know how people don't want to fuss with a bracelet. We know how to make our necklaces with a little bigger clasp. So you're not like, you know, it's hard to put on. I need help putting it, you know, we've thought of all of the things, having the background that we have. So it's as high quality as possible. We wanted it at a price point that most people could afford. It's every single decision we made on every piece in our collection is intentional. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Any last words you have before we go, Christina? Anything else you want to share? I do want to lean over the powertobe.com. Everybody get on there. Go ahead and order some of these. I can't wait till the new words come out and the new supply of the corded ones come. Because I'm going to give me a lot of those, but any last words you want to share with our folks tonight?
If you believe you can live your most powerful life, it will be.
Fantastic. Tell your sister, I'm so sorry. I hope her child gets better, that she couldn't be with us.
You.
Love to have you back. Maybe even to premiere and open up the new ones when they come in. Come on back on, even if you don't have to take the whole hour, we'll just spotlight you and let you show them off and maybe send some people your direction.
She would love that. She's so sad about missing today, but you know, Mamaville comes first and things happen, and she can't wait to meet you too.
I wouldn't expect anything less, because that's what it's all about. You're right. Family and kids are number one. So Thank you for sharing your time. Thank you for sharing your heart. And thank you for turning something that could have been negative into something positive that's changing people's lives. It doesn't get any better than that.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Christina. Thank you so much. As we do each and every week on our program, I always like to close it with this one last thought. And I do this each and every week, no matter what you've gone through. And I think Christina is a perfect example of this. No matter how many nights was the darkest for her, I want to let you know and lean in here. There's always hope. There's always hope. And if you need that reminder, I encourage you to write it on a sticky note, but better yet, get you one of these bracelets or necklaces and encourage other people with it. And then don't be shy. Don't stick it up underneath the collar of your shirt or the sleeve of your shirt and go, oh, I don't want anybody to know it. Make sure they know it and let them see it, because they'll ask, what's that mean to you? Why that word? And there you go. There's the opportunity in the elevator or at the restaurant when the waiter comes by of saying, this happened to me, but look at me now. I have the power to be and control exactly who I want to be. Folks, there's always hope. Join us next week for another live edition right here from Houston, Texas on Breaking the Silence. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.